Hi, this is Mike Verdiccio. Welcome to this podcast for confidenceandjoy.com. It is Friday, April the 24th. Hey, it's my brother's birthday today. Happy birthday, Joe. Hey, remember when we were young and it was really cool that you were older than me? Is it still cool to be older than me? Hey, happy birthday. You know, when we were little, my brother and I took a few road trips with Mom and Dad. I think the longest was from Denver to San Diego. Now, maybe you've been on a few road trips too. And if you have children, well, you know they can get a little impatient and antsy. Now, of course, I'm talking about the question that all kids ask. Are we there yet? How much longer before we get there? You know, when it comes to our dreams and goals, we can get a little impatient and antsy too, can't we? When going on a road trip, children get all excited about it. They're excited to be going somewhere. And they think being in the car for a bazillion hours will be a whole lot of fun. And they're always really excited about where they're going. In other words, the whole point of the trip for them is to get somewhere, right? In fact, they get so excited they can hardly wait to get there. But the problem is, they don't really understand the concept of time and distance. They just want to get there, and they want to get there right now. That's why they get impatient and antsy and say things like, "Why is it taking so long to get there?" But consider this. It would be pretty silly for an adult leaving at 7 a.m. on a 300-mile road trip to start wondering why he wasn't there yet by 8 a.m. Well, that's because an adult understands that it takes a certain amount of time to travel by car or truck and that the time can vary due to other factors, you know, like the weather or road conditions, how long you stop for fuel and food, maybe a few sightseeing stops along the way. As adults, we've learned this. We can do the math. So in the example that I just gave you, no adult at 8 a.m. is going to start wondering what's wrong. I mean, you wouldn't hear phrases like, "Gee, I wonder why I'm not there yet. Did I take a wrong turn? Am I not driving fast enough? What's the problem?" Now, I know that sounds so silly, but I'm just trying to make a point. Because that's exactly what a lot of people do when they're pursuing their dreams and goals. They fail to recognize and understand that there is some time involved. You know, a farmer doesn't plant corn in a field and then come back a week later, look at the field and wonder what's wrong because he can't see a full crop ready to harvest. He knows and understands that it takes time for the seeds to germinate, for the plants to grow, and for the crop to come to maturity. But somehow, in pursuing goals and dreams, if people don't see results immediately, then they many times think that something is wrong. And far too many Christians get caught up in this and then start thinking that the reason that they've not received is because maybe they haven't read the Bible enough, or maybe they haven't prayed long enough, or maybe they just haven't been good enough. So then they start praying a lot more and reading their Bible more and more and trying to do things to be good enough. Now, don't get me wrong, I'm highly in favor of reading the Bible. I'm highly in favor of praying. And I'm highly in favor of doing good things, too. But when people start doing those kinds of things in order to try to prove to God that they're doing all the right things so that He will love them and bless them, well, then their motive is wrong, and so is their thinking. You know, a person ought to read the Bible because they love God and want to learn more about Him. They ought to pray because they understand and enjoy the aspects of praying and talking to God. And you know something? Many times people fail to realize that God's love never changes and it never ends. The bottom line, God loves you. He loves you. And we can't earn His love, and we certainly don't deserve His love, but He loves us anyway. You know, the Bible says there is nothing that can separate us from His love. So give your goals and dreams some time to incubate and grow. And just like on a road trip, sometimes there are obstacles, roadblocks, detours. You know, sometimes the weather will slow you down. Other times, you just need a break. That's all part of taking a road trip, isn't it? I mean, if we go on a road trip and it starts raining after a couple of hours, we don't turn around and go home, do we? No, it's all just part of taking a road trip. The same is true in pursuing your goals and dreams. There may be obstacles along the way, but that's all part of pursuing the things that you desire. The important thing is that you keep pursuing, You may have to tweak things here and there, but stay determined and stay on course. You know, speaking of setbacks and obstacles, Michael Jordan, who is said by many to be the greatest basketball player ever, do you know that he was cut from his high school basketball team in his sophomore year? Now, I'm sure he's not the only high school basketball player who was ever cut from the team his sophomore year. But he may very well be the only one who ever came back to the team after being cut and then leading the team to the state championship. His approach to success was to set one goal at a time. And then with each success, he gained more confidence, and then he set a higher goal. He's quoted as saying, "Step by step, I can't see any other way of accomplishing anything." So continue to stay determined and stay on course. And of course, continue to have confidence in God. Trust Him to be your supplier. Stop getting tricked into thinking that you're not good enough in His eyes. He loves you, and that never changes or wavers. His promises are true. He'll bring them to pass for you. And one of His promises is that He will give you the desires of your heart. So, are you there yet? Well, if not, don't beat yourself up. Just continue to stay focused on your goal and stay confident in your God. Well, that's it for another podcast here on confidenceandjoy.com. Thanks for visiting this site, and do click on the Archives tab above. You'll find a number of things that will help you to have more confidence and joy in your life. Till next time, this is Mike Verdiccio. Have a great day.